A U.S. report has revealed that the campaign of assassination drone attacks in Pakistan's northwestern tribal belt is terrorizing civilians 24 hours a day and breeding bitter anti-American sentiment. Men, women, and children are subjected to almost constant trauma, including fear of attack, severe anxiety, insomnia, and high levels of stress, says the new report by law professor at Stanford and New York universities.
The doctors, the psychiatrists, they are receiving people over here in the cities like Peshawar and Islamabad. They are saying that people now are talking about, and children, even at the age of 3 and 4 or 5, they are so terrorized by the drones that the time they hear the sound of a drone just hovering around in the skies, they are just crying, or either they are shouting or they are doing something else. So this is how the whole of the agency or the tribal area is being terrorized by these drone attacks.
The 9-month investigation into the CIA assassination drones, which is based on public data including interviews with civilians, witnesses and survivors of the U.S. assassination drone attacks in northwest Pakistan, indicate that the attacks have killed thousands of people since the beginning, with only 2% of those killed in the attacks being the militants.
The report says that hardly 2% of the targets have been achieved. Whereas, what about the 98%? The independent sources or the people over there in North Waziristan, South Waziristan, or the tribal areas, they say, and the figure is going about 2,500 deaths in the drone attacks. So under these circumstances, if we talk about even about the report which has come to the fourth, even then we can say that people are terrorized by these drone attacks.
This, while the research based on interviews with residents of North Waziristan, the region most heavily targeted by U.S. assassination drone strikes, reveals that the U.S. conception of such strikes is at fault. Besides, the report says the missile strikes are affecting daily life in the tribal areas, making people unwilling to gather in groups, even for weddings and funerals, for fear of being targeted.
We have several instances of the local Grand Jirga meetings of the tribal elders were attacked by drones, killing hundreds of innocent tribesmen. And because of such incidents, our people are now afraid of holding large gatherings. We even feel unsafe in holding wedding ceremonies or funeral gatherings, fearing lest they may be targeted by the drones.
The report also says that after the drone attacks, rescuers are unwilling to help the wounded for fear of being hit by follow-up missiles.
The U.S. drone campaign has become a festering sore in Pakistan-U.S. relations, with Islamabad terming the strikes as violation of its sovereignty. The new report urges Washington to rethink its drone strategy, arguing it is counterproductive and undermines international law. Zahid Hussain, Press TV, Peshawar.